Yes, he was your brother, Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren. How have you been in the name of our Master Jesus? Greet for me your neighbor. Give them a word of wisdom. Speak to them a word of wisdom. And even God will see that you've spoken a word of wisdom to them. May God bless you for that. Prepare your book. You prepare your heart. The Holy Spirit has held already his pen.
He's
going to be writing in your mind and in your heart, even in your inner person. You
too
write within your book. May God give you ability
to
always remember and share of these words.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We
want to begin where we ended last yesterday. But as we're going to begin, we saw in Job 23, and the Holy Spirit was praying for us, saying, if I knew where I could find of the Lord, and I know where the throne is, I would have fulfilled words which are meaningful in my mouth, and I would tell them to the Lord, and I would have waited to see what he answers me.
Yes,
he
was.
Praise Jesus. The moment we are in, at least we can know where to find God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
there are even meaningful words which you can begin to tell God. In the past seasons, we used to teach in prayer. We paused the prayer. We never prayed so much as we used to pray.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For we had no meaningful words.
Even
in the throne of God, we never knew where to find him. But right now, we continue to know where to find him. And there are meaningful words which are filled within our mouth, in our mind. Right now, we're beginning to take these words unto the place of his dwelling, and we shall agree for it. Even in heaven it will be done. Matthew 18:18-19, and he told us what we agree on earth, it will be done within heaven. If we lose, even in heaven they will lose. If it is binding, they will be binding in heaven. Now the moment has come where
we're
going to be having prayer, and we no more joke within prayer, and we pray to fulfill. Bible says in James chapter 5 from 13 to down that the prayer of a righteous person, it avails much.
We
want to be keeping righteousness and holiness, that we can begin to pray. That prayer doesn't end to benefit us,
it
benefits all people yearning for God, the entire world. And when you becoming prayer, when you will hear you have nothing to pray for yourself, you will pray for others all over the entire world, all them who yearn for the Lord, all they who are lost.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
For
it's the moment
we
take our prayer to the Lord,
and it's
full of wisdom and understanding. And the other times he chased us away, when we brought darkness within his counsel, and what without knowledge. We read this in Job 38. But right now, we have some words of knowledge, and we can go and reason with God. He calls us to sit and we reason together. Praise Jesus. Now thus we shall be moving like that. On the Tuesday, we shall be having prayer of repentance, and we praise, we worship, and we go in the word. On the Wednesday, we shall be having prayer of warfare. We go in praise and the worship, and we go in the word. On the first day, we shall be having prayer of being given. Each one, whatever they'll be feeling they need, we need this one.
First,
pray for the entire church, general, in the entire world,
to
pray for ourselves as a church here, and to pray for each person, that prayer.
And
when you're having an issue which has remained, you bring it to the one who is leading us in prayer, and it will be handled,
but
to be on the first day, the prayer to be given.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. On the Friday, we shall come back the prayer of warfare,
and
then we shall go in praise, and we go within the word.
Yes,
praise Jesus. On Sunday, in the morning,
we
shall have the prayer of forgiveness, repentance, and prayer of warfare, and the rest will follow. In the last, we shall be having prayer of warfare and to be given joint on Sunday. That's how we shall be moving. May God bless you. I don't know whether you've heard clear. We are going to be good in the word and in prayer. Praise Jesus. And do you just speak of us, the people of that place? They are good in prayer, but the word. They are good in the word, but prayer is not there. They are going to find us equipped with all of them. Praise Jesus. The word of wisdom we are always going to get now, it will come when it is speaking of prayer of the three types. Right from now onwards, we shall be encouraged and to be shown how we shall be praying. There will be visions, the dreams, there will be a trance, there will be the Urim, there will appear different Samims which warn us how we shall be praying in all the three types of prayer, which will tell us where we have reached in that prayer and where is lacking. That is how it's going to be moving. May God bless you
for
that word you've heard, which released in the night of day. May God bless you. We are going to be moving on. We are seeing the number 666. We are seeing Satan in schemes unto God and to His church. But the aspect we are covering, we saw God's seal, but we passed it. We came to see the seal of the devil, where we have reached. We have seen the spirit of understanding of the devil, which is twisted, which is full of a curse, and which is moved on the entire world and to spread in the spot and the wrinkle, reaching to the number 666. We see these six spirits which are twisted, which work in the entire world, and the devil, the evil one, passes through them to bring the number 666. Praise Jesus. As we add on where we ended last
episode,
concerning this spirit of understanding which is twisted, and we saw many things which seem like understanding, but it's not total understanding. In those words which we study, we don't fight studying in the world, but we fight the wrong things which entered within them. Praise Jesus. Of the schemes of the devil. And the devil captured totally the world system of education, and within it entered in many things of perversion and confusing people and to destroy God's people. And these people blaspheme God. And people abuse their own God. But a season has come to align all those things. Praise Jesus. We last covered many things. How that spirit moves within the world. And it brings understanding which is twisted. And it appears like it's understanding. That spirit of the devil.
But
that understanding is twisted. But we wanted to last end with this aspect. That we've not ended just moving in this world. But it even entered within the church. And it brought understanding which is distorted and twisted. Praise Jesus. And every day you can be fellowshipping for different studies. But you don't reach into total understanding. Nothing you've understood.
But
now I have understood this one. And there's nothing which can pervert me from here to there. But the season's reached. And even if you fellowship and you learn every day, and you don't reach interior understanding, there's nothing you reach out and you prove that you understand. Praise Jesus.
Now
we want to reveal that spirit. And to see that it's chased out of the church.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
And
it is chased out of the church of God that we can be free. And knowledge reaches into full knowledge. Let's cease learning every day. Yet we don't reach into understanding. Praise Jesus so much. When the Spirit is working, they who work within it, they speak words and they are threatening. And they shake your heart. And you can never get time to check whether you are understood or not. And according to 2 Peter, this verse 2, chapter 2, verse
17. Zenzizi ezitali mumazi. Era lwe lufu olutwalibwa n'embuyaga abakuumirwa ekizikiza ekikute zigizigi kubanga bwe boogera ebigambo ebikulu ennyo ebitaliimu basendasenda mu kwegomba kw'omubiri mu bukaba abo abali okumpi n'okubadduka abatambulira mu bukyamu nga babasuubiza okuweebwa eddembe nga bo bennyini baddu bakuzikirira.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Abantu abatambulira mu mwoyo,
people walking in the spirit,
bayingira mu kanisa,
when they enter the church,
boogera ebigambo mutufu nga bikankana bikankanya omuntu,
words and they can cause someone be threatened.
Tugamba zibeerawo nga bazita great swearing words.
And when he speaks, you have to stand up and shout and raise your hands. And according to Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 2,
he says
that in human wisdom, that faith, and you get it, but it's in the wisdom of man, and it's not in understanding God. But the words they speak, they are of power in the flesh. You cannot even repeat to say whether they understood or not. For you just carry your chairs and raise them up and you support with shoutings.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's repeat verse 18.
2
Peter 2:18.
Kubanga bwe boogera ebigambo ebikulu ennyo ebitaliimu basendasenda mu kwegomba kw'omubiri mu bukaba abo abali okumpi n'okubadduka abatambulira mu bukyamu nga babasuubiza okuweebwa eddembe nga bo bennyini baddu bakuzikirira.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
When we turn
on 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 6 and 7.
Timoseo ekyokubiri esula eyokusatu olunyo lw'omukaaga. Kubanga kwabo be bantu abasensera mu nnyumba ne banyaga abakazi abasirusiru abazitowererwa ebibi ebingi abafugibwa okwegomba okutali kumu abayiga bulijjo ne batayize ennaku zonna okutuuka mu kutegeerera ddala amazima.
Nti buli kiseera kyonna musobola okubanga
mukuŋŋaana
naye nga tewabeerawo nti kino
mwakitegedde
era kyogula leero ebigambo bingi ebigenda
okujja nga
mutuufuira bikanga ebipya
gy'oli
omanyi lwaki ebijira ddala mu
kutegeera
omu agamba yagenze
emagombe
n'akomawo n'ababuulira n'abagamba yasiŋŋanye sitaani kati yakulira
They found the devil leading
what
and demons were punishing people down in hell.
Kakati,
now,
Mubaibuli,
in the Bible,
atenga bana gachirara,
they show another thing.
Kunochifuna,
and now you get it.
Kati ya
and
man.
Now the devil is the one leading in hell.
Era kati ya
and is the one giving punishment. In the Holy Scriptures,
Bible, gamba,
Bible says, God is the one rewarding everyone according to their work actions.
Kakati kugambe,
now let's say, you're going to hell.
Sitani ya teda ya kuata tena kubonereza.
Now is the devil going to handle you and punish you from there, even with his demons?
Muiga,
now you always learn.
Era wabera wabanja, abaga, antiba,
and many appear claiming they have gone into visions.
Agamba, agenze,
and each one claims they've gone to hell.
Nendaba,
and I saw when I was getting out of there,
many
demons came from hell and came to attack the church. I think you hear.
Kakati, mubera, mumpewe, yo, now,
you are into a wind of teaching.
But
nothing you've understood that hell is this.
The
devil leading it, where are the scriptures proving it?
You
are just there knowing it like that.
Sometimes we can pray.
Demons ran from hell and came to attack
you. And after
you go preach to people,
tell them that
you will go to hell.
God
will beat you. And you tell them God is going to beat them.
Yet in
the message you have, the devil is one beating. You show
Ezra
that hell is a prison and it's a very dangerous place. In other messages, demons come out and get back on earth. Now it becomes something meaningless.
And
no one understands that hell is this or it's a prison of God where evil spirits are imprisoned. All that
is
not demons leading there.
But
you cannot get a thief and you hand over a prison to lead it.
How
can you give a devil to lead hell? Bible, when it explains to hell, it shows it as a prison. But here you are always learning. But they ask you every day, what have you been learning? Now I can ask a question.
You've
spent a long time in the Church of Salvation. What did you get to understand and you felt you have got to
know it?
In the many years you fellowshipped, what did you prove that this one, if it is heaven, I have understood it? You are right there fellowshipping. But the other spirit, as if you've understood, but you've not understood. They can ask you, what did they teach? The man preached hell. He told us the devil is beating people. There are even demons of his. When they tell you, explain. You say, in the Bible, there are few talking about it. But the woman said, when they ask you, church, sometimes you can say you are the church, and else you say the building is the church.
Now,
there is no right line that you understood a specific thing, but every day you are fellowshipping. Many times you reached and abandoned it, and you knew I've gone for fellowship. I've gone to ask from the Lord what I need. Praise Jesus. Now what the devil did, what we see as understanding in the church, it is not the right understanding. There is this wrong understanding. Every person has his own way they understand it. When they say baptism, they have read a scripture. And now they
dip
Jesus in River Jordan.
And
they can come back and say, God told us to put a pool and we baptize from here.
This
nothing you understand that it's baptism.
Why
in streams of flowing waters? You don't know that. There is nothing right that you've understood it. You can even say God is going to come back for a spotless church. Yet tomorrow you say, let's build God's church. You bring money, we build the church of the Lord. You have just spoken. Christ is coming for church, which has no spot, no wrinkle. Now, I don't know, are you speaking of a building? Yourself? You are there not understanding proper. There are things full of darkness, and you have no real light. And some part is darkness, another part is light.
And
that light phases away, and you get total darkness. They can tell you heaven, and you say, heaven is up there. Jesus is the way, the truth, and life. But you got born again, going to heaven. They tell you, explain heaven.
And you
don't reach to teaching to know in heaven there is this, and there is even this heaven and the other.
There
is nothing that you learn a specific thing. I don't know whether I'm trying to speak false. There anything you've understood? There are people who have spent years in salvation. Things are like that. The spirit of understanding which is twisted is entered within the church. You don't get and understand something that now, when I handle God's eyes, I can explain scriptures, the eyes of God. But you are their big-eyed God. And you don't understand it. This explain of God's body. God has no bodies, just spirit. Ever understood which is there. And when someone speaks, just ends and pauses it there. And they say what is beyond is of the Lord. It is the spirit which entered churches. It first covered religions. And it came eating up salvation. The first seasons of salvation, when it came from America, entering Africa, people had things that they understood things totally. And you cannot pervert them from it. But where we reached, what you understand, you don't really understand it. Now they can tell you, we are going in a prayer of warfare, and you beat principalities. Others you send them in the desert, others you send them in the waters. Why are you sending them to their home places? You have to send them in the bottomless pit. But even while you pray, you are the one who binding them.
And
they also came again, they were not bound. You are the one who raises the fire yourself. And you don't know the angel of fire. You
will
see things like a joke.
But
perhaps you understood of it. That fire is there. But how they raise the fire? You don't know there is even an angel of fire. You don't know it, what you do. You begin to fire yourself. And you begin to blow fire yourself. That's what we speak of is there.
They told you
that even they were run from me.
Even though they
escaped from me, I have to seek a way. How I will keep them still in my own
way.
And we are still his.
The
brethren was testifying. When one man gave them a test, a pastor, he gave them a test of ministers. But he can ask you, how does the compound of the church look like? They are asking a minister. He can ask you, what did the pastor clothe yesterday? Those are the tests of the minister. The one asking, the supposed to ask you
a
at least would have gone in Job 38 and he gets questions there. Where were you when God put the foundation of the earth? And you answer him that. But he asks you a compound. Even the compound of the church, how it looks. What pastor preached the last week? That is the minister that asking such a question. On Friday, what did you close? In the last week. For themselves, they can't tell you anything. There is nothing they have told and you understood it. For they too have nothing they understand. And they were just in planning things. Teaching, what would touch their lives. They first know the situations you are within.
No,
the other spirit entered the church, which is full of things confusing.
This is
the time when you ask me, Jesus is going to come back from
you.
But they told us to build the church of Christ. The reason said, right, you two are the church, but this two is the church. And you are in such a system. That's why I told you, learn every day. But don't reach into total understanding of
knowledge.
Every day of fellowship, like 30 years, even studying. Nothing right you reached to understanding it. That
you can
explain from A to Z. The entire Jerusalem city, how it appears of heaven, and you can never. You cannot explain baptism. And what comes out of baptism? The
board
of heaven, how does it come? How does it look? Born again, I wonder on such things. For I've been with people. And you try to ask them something.
You are
in two arguments with such a person.
After
they finish without understanding anything, in the middle they put contentions.
They
try to defend their ignorance.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That's why
I said the spirit of understanding of the devil, which is twisted. You see that it is salvation. But when they ask you, what is salvation? You know how Jesus saved you when you were not getting married. How he saved you from the poverty of your home.
And the one,
total salvation, you cannot explain it. You know I had evil spirits troubling me. Jesus saved me from them. That is all they know. You ask a born again, have you ever gotten a body from heaven? You go out, ask it for any born again. They will ask you, what are you speaking about? You ask them, yes, you're going to go to heaven. Which body are you going to go with there? For flesh and blood doesn't inherit there. We have a body, you know. When you get out of this body, you die. If you ask them how do you appear when you go to the other extreme, then what body do you possess? They already have to go to heaven. There's nothing you've understood. And that's why the Bible says, the priests say that all the time, such people with such a spirit of understanding which is perverted, there's nothing right they have understood. They hand this and across to another. They can begin a service and they begin from something else and they end on to the offering. And they end on sacrifice. They the service ends on something else. Now you two have told you, I don't know how you will move with it. But remember, why should these words be on course?
So
we have to commit them to that you may spread them far. And they are in understanding. You know why born again on the street speaking whatever they find? For there is nothing right
there.
And they have never gotten anything they know. When they
reach
the way, the scripture is fallen on and they bring it the way they think. Whether it is like that, whether not, they will bring it out. Let's repeat this verse.
Atuli mutimo seo, echokubile suloyo kusatu. Nolu nyiriri romukaga.
2 Timothy 3 verse 6.
Kubanga kwabo bebantu abasensera mu nyumba nebanyaga abakazi abasirusiru abazitowelwa ebi ebinji abafugibwa okwegomba okutali kumu abayiga bulijjo nebatayize nako zonna okutuuka mu kutegeerera ddala amazima.
Ndozo kitegedde
bulungi. You have studied it proper.
Mubera muyika bulijjo.
Every day you are learning.
Nimwe mubera nga muri mu katugamba 7th
day. Even if you are Adventists.
Mubera yune muyika.
You are there learning. Nenga
twali kitufu kitegedde.
But it's nothing right understood.
Era alina watuka na bikomi yao
wakati. The time and they pause it in the middle.
Nga tebaleka na nyonga ate mukole ne kirokole.
Like in the born again.
Na yingira nebyo muyize era tuwaba
wa. But what you have learned is nothing you have known.
That
they have spoken of eatings and the Lord refusing in Leviticus 11. They don't search it out why he refused them or he refused them or not. When you read it there, you take it the way it is.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But the issue of total learning, reaching total understanding, that is the intention of the Spirit of the Lord, the spirit of understanding of God, who is real and in
His righteousness.
You must understand truth totally. It's not half. You must get the full.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
when you fellowship
every
day, it's not right thing you've understood.
If someone
has spoken of offering, for example, at least understand it totally. And you know that Malachi 3, 6 to 10, bring the offering and the tithe, that they may not lack food in my house.
You
shall be explained with the house of the Lord, and this eating they have brought. How does it work?
That
explains to us when they brought an apostle's feet and they gave each as the need was. For how? 1 Corinthians 3:16 to down. Don't you know the temples of the living God? At least to reach understanding. But even when they speak of the offering, you are left without understanding it. You still end up giving it to him and he goes eats the money. Well, how are you going to refuse? He will tell it is for the pastors. When you ask him the scripture, he will ask you whether the one who took him to Bible college.
They
teach you, but don't reach into total understanding that I've understood. Why we've been giving the offering and the tithe with no balance?
So
even when we study, we don't reach into understanding. I want to understand
what
the offering means. What?
Why has he measured
the tithe and the offering he left it? And he says, test me with those. How will I test him with something I've understood? Okay, I've understood the off type. The offering, how is it standing? When I get to Proverbs 11, he
says
that measurement which are not balanced
are testable.
He's told me here, tithe, offering,
is
not measured. I have not understood the measurements here. When I give a tithe, 10,000, the offering 500. This measurement, how is it looking? Now we
no
get and we give offerings to get tired. And that scripture has never come to pass in your life. Bring the tithe and offering. Test me with that. I open the doors of heaven. I bless without space to store them. Let me ask you a question. Were you not giving the tithe? Have you ever seen that blessing?
And
now he gives 9%. But all that comes to pass.
It is good
we've touched the spirit entering the church. If we left it in the world, we would have understood it proper. For in the world, it is working full time. But in the church too, it entered. It had spent many years in the church. It came throwing down the church from Israel. And it attacked it in Rome. It attacked it in England. It attacked America right now. And
it
is there, there is nothing like understanding. Others came by grace. They are in the gospel of grace. But they don't want to know much.
And
we don't need to know much. Whoever will know much will be accused of much. And they bring out a scripture. Yet they have caused you stumble. You know this written word. This word is a throne on which we can stumble on. You can read right there. You will know much. You will be accused of much. And you say, I will not know. And the commentary tells you, ignorance does not make you innocent. But why is the one knowing much accused of much? He knew and he never worked on them. Even the one who refused knowledge, they too never worked. The same judgment is on all. Now it is good to know, and you do upon work upon what you've known. Praise Jesus. That's the spirit came in the church. I don't want to know. And when you come, you get your Bible.
You don't
know even what is in it. When you pray, you stand in power and strength. That you can put there your prayer requests.
What
they are always watching on their clocks. And the word is moving on their checking on their watches. And when the preacher begins to pervert to speak what you want to hear. But they have told you here that they are always learning. But they
don't
total understanding of the truth that it is this. And this time they're going to tell you that this gospel is a new gospel. A brother we gave to interpret our video, and he said, this gospel is very strange. The scriptures are very numerous, Pastor. That kind of video is this. Interpreting Nigerian films, and there are three scriptures within
Nigeria
it. The Nigerian freak is of 2 hours, three scriptures. But 1 hour, scriptures are like 100 in 1 hour. They are even beyond that. I wish to interpret and I could not. I need to first go here. What is... Now he felt the problem. When I gave it to him, he had a little. He went to make money out of it. When he reaches there, people are telling him scriptures are many. Now, brethren, the other spirit of not understanding totally
is the church,
and people are not ready to hear scriptures reaching understanding. For that spirit captured them. But according to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, it says this. Second Timothy 2 from verse 2.
Kale gwe mwana wange, beranga wamanyi mukisa ekiri mu Kristo Yesu. Era byewawulira gyendi mu bakyulirwa abangi ebyo biteresenga abantu abeesigwa era abalisaanira okuyigiriza n'abalala.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Kati omuntu bwaba atatuukidde dda mu
kutegeera
aliyigiriza atya abalala?
Why will you teach others?
Kyova olaba muyinza okubeera mu kanisa ebbanga ddene.
Why you can be in the synagogue for a long time?
Naye ng'olina ovaamu nawe noonya enjiri
eyo. But you have to get out and you seek for your own gospel.
Kubanga tewali kye wategeera kyeyaleeta kati.
Nothing you understood right there.
Era abasajja abo bamala okufa.
And these men, after they die,
omulembe gwabwe gukomawo.
Their generation ends there.
Kubanga tewali kye baleeta kye.
For there is nothing that is nothing they gave to others, and they wish to understand how they also understood. Such ministries, they are of inventing and planning things yourself. Separating yourself all the time that you get a revelation, but you cannot come to serve God before you get revelations. You must have been revealed how things are going to be moving. That's why the generations end there. And when the one dies, of the 77 things will end there.
Do
you know why of the Jesus moved on? For the people he moved with reached to total understanding. And they were able to commit things far to others.
Find
someone came from another
place.
He begins a ministry there. They don't look alike in what they preach, except in their actions.
Acting
like serpents, and they are the word each one has his own. And
they'll
tell everyone has his own revelation.
Now,
these are the people taking, I hear people in the same heaven.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. Remember the command of the Master.
It
says we have to make all nations disciples.
They
have to reach into understanding. According to Matthew, Matthew
28, 18 and 19. Yes, kale mugende mufuule amawanga gonna abayigirizwa nga mubabatiza okuyingira mu linnya lya Kitaffe n'Omwana n'Omwoyo Omutukuvu nga mbayigiriza okukwata byonna bye nabalagira mmwe.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Okufuura amawanga gonna abayigirizwa.
All nations disciples.
Sitani kye yakola.
What the devil did.
N'atandika okutuyita abagoberezi.
Began to call us followers.
Omwoyo guli ogw'okutegeera
gutukwa. The spirit of understanding ceases to be in us. And you can be in a church when you know you are a follower.
ndi mugoberezi wagwe.
I am a follower of so and so.
Ndi gaye.
Maybe I'm his sheep. Understanding you're not even interested in it. As long as you know you're a follower.
That
you believe and you are comfortable feeling peace with that. To follow. So has his word. You
can't
even take it that it's your word. For they are his. If he gets it from the word,
and
it gives it to you in understanding, you know we are in our word. For it was given us, it's here. Remember there he speaks in his own words. And after you speak, it is the word of so and so. I don't know when that saying will cease to be in us. For up to today, we still have that mindset. It's apostles' word. Your word was given to all of us.
And
if we continue to commit him to others, they will be take him far. We make them disciples. They are people who reach into Torah understanding.
Leave
alone the distinctions moving on. By the Spirit making the devil
see
of understanding which is twisted. And you don't reach into Torah understanding.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now all that is like that.
But
what we have to first understand,
that
words without understanding, they are like stories in people's ears, and they run quick to reach to different people to give a handkerchief out. That is clear. They sold rice, which is holy. Nothing else passing the news that we studied the heaven, but we studied in the third heaven. Have you ever had such a thing spreading?
We studied
angel Abaddon. He beats the rebellious people. Nothing, there's no wise words in people's ears of understanding. These are spoken of in Timothy.
2
Timothy.
Chapter 2, verse
15.
Timothy, which you could be silly, you could be no longer or a communitan. Fubango Queraga, go see me Bakatonda, Omkozi Atakwati Wansoni, Aisa Wakati, Echigambo, Echamazima. Nayebigambo, Evitalimu, Evitalibia Dini, Ovie Walanga, Kubanga, Baitida Obutatia, Katonda. Nechigambo Chiawe, Chidianga Kokoro. Kwabo yekumenayo nefileto.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Jesus.
That their word
chiriyanga kokoro
spread like cancer.
Angudo rai ba inzolete chibozi bozi.
They can bring a story of heaven.
Nebachitwala nekumativi.
And they even take it on televisions.
Saji arabia katondo wachikusi.
A man saw God who is brownish.
Yari sene mapu yekuru.
He saw the map of heaven.
Ninga mapu yari sema nanga.
But the map they brought, he was even given protection. The woman went to heaven. They passed the rope. They who have luggage were falling in hell. When they reached heaven, they would never walk righteousness. They were in funny structures. This one spread quick in the world. Books are printed. But when it gets to total understanding, you can hear how people argue, how they quarrel, the devil arises in the people. That is real understanding, and I don't want it. And when we get here to study heaven, the door is like this. When you pass it and you go the first heaven and you reach there, and they welcome you, the angels, and we study it. The Jerusalem city, it is surrounding all over there, and we read it. People never hear such things. Don't want things of understanding. Total understanding. And you see, we put images here. A person can come here and say, this worship these images.
But
when it's so heaven, how they see it?
Which
they can never show us how it appears.
Don't
to understand it, they anger them. And today,
to show
a lampstand to someone and receive these seven spirits explained and their names, there are people who get angry about it. And they say, you know those
no,
things. And they bring them in the Bible, one by one.
And
they are going to, they don't want to know and understand. God seven eyes, and you read them the eyes. Revelations 5-6, and you finish it. Zechariah 3. 8-9, and you finish it.
Revelation
4-5, and you finish it.
Isaiah
11, 7 spirits of wisdom.
Neda.
No. And they refused.
And
the other spirit already sealed them of not wanting to understand.
But
when you get out with the story and you tell them, I saw the eye of God when it was watching over, scanning the entire world. God is scanning us.
Even
those scriptures,
that
one they can fear
it.
And he asks, you are used to understand, so they take words of not understanding. If you want to capture people in this world today, because the spirit of not understanding in them, you bring a story and it threatens a little.
And
you say, I dreamt a dream.
And
people don't give the tithe. They don't beat them. They can move it in entire churches in the world. Whether you dreamt it or not, they spread it. They want things of not understanding at all.
Now when you say started to tithe,
God taught it like this and that.
Even,
and you read scriptures.
People
can get hungry.
And
you ask, what spirit is it? The spirit of not understanding. Or the understanding of the devil which is twisted.
You
must bring your things where they have to remain in the people when they have not explained fully.
And
people have remained with questions. You don't come out clear. And when you ask more questions, they get hungered up. Don't ask me so much. They came from heaven, they speak and answer that. You are there, but those words spread like cancer. And the person tells you, when we are going to heaven, Jesus came for me at the beach. And we passed that beach and we went to heaven. And Jesus was leading me.
There
are people who are seated holding their cheeks like that. If you dare read in the word, and you explain step by step, the other spirit troubling them
or
understanding which is twisted,
you must bring this
when they are not writing the Bible. If you want to capture their hearts, you have to tell them, when we reached and I got out of the body, when I got out of it, I saw Jesus right there and he disappeared from me, and I saw a rope and we are walking on it, and we are very alert walking on the people are seeing you walking on the rope. That the angel come from you,
angel
Gabriel, takes you to the door of heaven. When you read the gate of heaven, and ask questions. People have the other spirit of not understanding or understanding which is twisted. There's a person who printed the book.
They
went in the jaw of hell and they left there. They went in the other rib of the right hand, and they went to the left rib of hell. And they left there. They went where? They went in the center of hell. And after they went to the feet of hell, on the left and the right. And hell was like a human being. And the book spread the entire world.
n'agenda mu center,
and they went to the center where they found the devil. He had a book with tribulations in it and punishments.
At standing, I
was the one opening the book. You emphasize the trouble on
earth.
He opened the book of punishments. We are going to get one day, and we come from the morning, or one Sunday, and we read through those books and you see them.
The reception
of hell, the devil was right on the reception.
And
in hell, there's a reception. Church has all that,
and they have gathered
it aside.
But it is
hidden secrets of God.
Can we look at
the seal of the understand which is twisted, which works the seal of the devil? It entered right within the church. And when you tell them you are the church, and you ask them where you are going, I'm going to church. And you too, who are you? But they are still going to the church. Don't tell them that. Have you come from the church? Yes. Welcome back. What are you on yourself? What they never knew, what they know is not understandable.
Yongera kudoboze. Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. I think you've had a brother. He explained his
colleague.
John chapter 1. And he told him, this is Jesus that's speaking. He's speaking here. And he brought him other scriptures. Just as we understand them. And he refused it. And today, if you got the Old Testament and you say the word of the Lord came to Abraham, and you told, you see Jesus, he spoke with Abraham, you have brought a problem.
Even when you explain,
connect with John
1,
and the word appeared to
us,
they are locked, you cannot understand it. And don't think that God joins what is training us. We have a lot to fight with,
and we
contend with whatever fights against the knowledge of God. For that people, therefore kept them in the spirit of an understanding which is twisted. And if
you tell someone,
Jesus is the wisdom, the wisdom is the word, they feel they are confused about that. If you tell them it's the tree within the garden, problem, you have spoiled more. You can connect to God planted the tree of life in the garden. Genesis 2.
He
began from 8. And he planted it.
To 16.
We've seen it. And he closed the way towards there. Genesis 3:22
and he
said, lest they eat of the tree of life, and he shut it behind. When Jesus comes on earth,
John
15 says, I am the true vine, my Father is the gardener. No sense of connection they have.
That
is the one who planted the tree in the garden.
And
John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and here is the tree. Now this tree is the same man.
He
is life. Here is the tree.
It
is not a tree of life. He
can never find it.
He is used to know things which are not full. And when you connect them, you push them far.
Now,
to tell them Colossians,
1
Colossians 2,
18-24,
Jesus is the wisdom of God. And then you get from there, and you enter in Proverbs 3, 16, this is Jesus himself. You have brought problems. As we enter Proverbs
8,
whoever sees me sees life.
Yet
we are chased for his sake that we may not eat from him.
When we
see John 6, I am the food from heaven bringing eternal life. Whoever eats me will never taste the
same.
He's the one that rejected us in John
3.
Even if you explain it to someone, take away. Jesus, the Son of God, is all I know. And don't tell me anything else. There's one woman, we tell her,
you
need to know how the Father and the Son speak together with the Holy Spirit. She told us, where we Pastor David and the wife.
She said,
I don't want to know how they speak, all I know is Lord.
And he prayed,
he should hear his voice.
What?
Diligently hearken my voice. All those creatures, they don't want them. The devil locked such people and they are failed. They end up in hell. On the world, they claim they are born again. But they were locked in chains of an ignorance. Who draws God's people? God himself brings the people. And he said in John,
that
if my Father does not draw you, can never come to me. And he spoke that you cannot get saved
except
when the Father him is able. Now you are seeking them where?
Those
people were they the apostles who drew them from where they were from, or God brought them? There are problems in this world. In the church, you know, serious problems are going to strike the world. For when ungodliness begins from Jerusalem, it spreads the entire world. Praise Jesus.
Now,
things we started today. No, that's
right.
This spirit of understanding twisted things and not wanting to totally understand,
it
entered in church. And when they see you explain so much, they begin to be stuck off you and as if they spies your way. That man,
when you go in the new church,
you are fresh in you there.
And
you begin to explain much. They begin to give you a chair. And they get on the pulpit and they hit everything you have. You end up being like them.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Yes, we must.
Praise Jesus.
Things
of understanding, they never want them.
If
you dare begin to think that angel
of
fire of Revelations
1, 11, they brought
problems to them.
Those
people have something troubling them
up there. They are
in other spirits. You begin to pray such.
We went
to
Longoja.
Pastor Alan and the others came from there. Now they got
words.
There was the one who was there, one of the pastors. They found them praying.
They
called the seven spirits. They made a meeting and they divided themselves. The spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, knowledge. What are these you're praying?
You are the eye
of wisdom,
of understanding,
the eye of counsel. Huh? What? Those eyes, you need them for what?
Meeting,
and they made a meeting and they brought out scriptures to them and they refused.
She told
them, I'm led by two pastors, there are no other pastors here. What are these you're bringing? We are the one to bring revelations. How dare you bring out your revelations? And the Lord chased them quick from there, and they could not survive being there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
this spirit of understanding which is twisted, it follows working the seal of the devil.
It
is serious within the church. You find some baptized through a pool, another in the streams of which are flowing. But when you ask them, what is the intention behind
it?
Why God was baptized in a river flowing?
They read,
God baptized them in the name of the Father. They are not explained that flowing streams means the Holy Spirit. That's why everyone can dig a pool, or they make their own cistern. That is the situation of that spirit of not understanding or understanding which is twisted. But this is a very serious case, and the devil discovered it, and he knew God demands us this in Ephesians 4 from verse
1. N'olunyiri olusooka lugamba bweuti. Kyenva mbegayirira nze omusibe wa Mukama waffe okutambulanga nga bwe kusaanira okuyitibwa kwe mwayitibwa, n'obukakamu bwonna n'obuwombeefu n'okugumiikiriza, nga muzibiikirizigananga mu kwagalana, nga munyiikiranga okwekuuma obumu obw'omwoyo mu kusibibwa n'emirembe.
We need
the unit of the spirit. When we are bound with peace,
it means
we have to be in one spirit, and it's the spirit leading us. He who came from the Father.
Church,
the entire world, we are to be in one spirit.
It
leads us in the same things,
for
we go to have same heaven. Ephesians 4 verse 3.
Nga munyiikiranga okwekuuma obumu obw'omwoyo mu kusibibwa n'emirembe. Omubiri guli gumu n'omwoyo omu.
There's one body. That's the church of the Lord Jesus. The spirit has to be one.
You go
and ask the spirits people have. Now they saw. This situation may be hard concerning the spirit, and they brought anointing. And they say, another has this anointing, even this of this kind, even the other of this kind. But it's not written down. in the way of those kinds of anointings. For the Lord says, He has anointed him. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. For I have been anointed. Praise Jesus. Isaiah 61. Now we see that when the Spirit comes upon you, He gives you anointing. It cannot be a different anointing. But the working is what differs. Let's say another works as a teacher, another as an apostle, another as a prophet, but all of them making people disciples. For it's the anointing which teaches us. Now that anointing teaches different, it's also different. How shall we enter in the same heaven?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We have
told the Spirit has to be one.
When
we find the other with this Spirit, the one of the other when he's healing, he first begins to act like a frog and it makes you all that fall down. The one of another moves through an handkerchief. Another is in the jacket. All these actions
have
never been in the church of the Acts. The working of the Spirit was the same.
Atulimba Efeso esula eyokuna n'olunyiriri lwa kuna.
Ephesians 4 verse 4.
Omubiri guli gumu n'omwoyo omu. Era nga nammwe bwe mwayitibwa mu kusuubira okumu okw'okuyitibwa kwammwe. Mukama waffe omu. Okukkiriza kumu. Okubatiza kumu.
Okukkiriza kumu.
One faith.
Kulina kuva mu kuwulira n'okuwulira ekigambo
kya Katonda. Come from hearing and hearing the word of God.
Naye leero mu nsi.
But today in the world.
Abantu balina ebintu bingi
bakkiririza. People have many things they believe within.
Waliyo gwe bagambye.
There's the one I've been told.
Nti apple gundi ni ono. Watermelon.
That the watermelon.
Omukisa.
Oyo naye nakikkiriza. They to believe it.
Owomukyera ali.
The one of the right is there.
Waliyo owemisubba.
There's another of candles.
Waliyo obutamba.
There's another of handkerchief. Believes in the P5.
Everyone
is believing in their own faith.
But
faith has to be in one.
It
comes from hearing. And hearing God's word. Romans 10:17.
We
need one faith. One baptism. But the baptism is plenteous. Very many.
I don't know about teaching will be taken in
on and to baptize when you've understood.
Now what is a Yamanyari Ukarumboro?
Even they will baptize in the streams they think they are on the norm.
Tamany do you know Funumbi Ugvam?
Don't you have to get a body from heaven?
When I'm winning what you manyan kikala karumboro.
You two thought it was the norm.
Kiragirocham
it's the command of the Lord.
To a manya makuruga.
You never knew the importance.
Kubatiza kumu.
But one baptism.
Nekati ukubatiza kufan.
But today baptism. How does it look? Another with a pool. Another with a stream flowing. Another going to cisterns. But they don't know the intention behind the streams. Ephesians 4:6.
Katonda omu kitaye wa bonna afuga byonna ayita mu byonna era ali mu byonna. Naye buli muntu muffe yaweebwa ekisanga ekigera ky'ekirabo kya Kristo bwe kiri. Kyava ayogera nti bwe yalinnya waggulu n'anyaga okunyaga n'awa abantu ebirabo. Naye ekigambo ekyo nti yalinnya kigambo kiwabula okugamba nti era yakka mu njuyi eza wansi ez'ensi. Eyakka era yeewuuyo eyalinnya waggulu ennyo okusinga eggulu lyonna alyoke atuukirize byonna. Era oyo n'awa abalala okubeera abatume n'abalala bannabbi, n'abalala ababuulizi, n'abalala abalunda, n'abayigiriza. Olw'okutuukiriza abatukuvu, olw'omulimu ogw'okuweereza.
Nti ebirabo bino bigabibwa.
But these gifts are given.
Bano abatukuvu bonna.
All the saints.
Batuukirizibwe mu kuweereza.
That they may be fulfilled in his ministry.
Babeere nga balina ebyawandiikibwa.
That they have scriptures.
Nga beetegese mu mulimu
omulungi. And they are ready in a good work.
Tuli mu Efeso essuula ya kuna n'olunyiriri lwa kumi na bbiri.
Ephesians 4:12.
Nti olw'okutuukiriza abatukuvu olw'omulimu ogw'okuweereza olw'okuzimba omubiri gwa Kristo okutuusa lwe tulituuka ffenna mu bumu obw'okukkiriza n'obw'okutegeera omwana wa Katonda lwe tulituuka okuba omuntu omukulu okutuuka mu kigera ekyobukulu obw'okutuukirira kwa Kristo.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Ginebirawo byennyini byaleetebwanga
tulina otuuka mu kutegeerera ddala ku mwana wa
Katonda
okutuukira ddala ku kigera nga Kristo bw'ategeeranga naffe bwe
tutegeera
naye simanyi ebirawo bino
wabikolakibali
ku bintu byabwe ebirala nnyo
kitaani
yakyamyakyamya buli
muntu
nga naye ebirawo byasindikibwa
nga
tulina ofuba okula nga tutuukira ddala mu kutegeerera
Understanding the Son of God. Understood the Son of God. We can understand the Father.
So
John
17,
verse 3 says,
eternal
life
is
to know the one true God and Christ Jesus is saying.
It is to
total understanding. Now what did he ever do? Understanding the Son of God.
You
can remain speaking on your lips about
yes,
him.
Yes,
Jesus, our Lord, we pray
in
the name of Jesus.
And
they say, those
are
the He knows you have to pray the Father in the name of Jesus. In the Spirit to give us. From the ones of Christ to give us. But you say, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I pray,
He
give me. Jesus today. And you take the others out. And He knows they don't understand this
word.
It is working for me.
But
I told you,
reach
to understanding the Son of God.
But
when you say understanding totally, Christ Jesus, you have to know what is in heaven and on earth, for they are all within Him.
To say you
have understood Christ, you must understand into the third heaven. But they keep to ascend and they say they are there,
apostles,
prophets, pastors, teachers, every gift of the fresh. Everyone is in his own things. If you have understood the same things, with all our brethren all over, and they understand the Spirit, which we understand Him. In America, they understand Him. Do you know what can happen in the world?
We are there.
I don't know if what the gifts are doing. Gifts are seeking for money.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We shall not go back.
But let's finish like two.
We want to shift the spirit of counsel.
Ephesians 4:10.
Ephesians 4:14.
Tulemenga okubeera nate abaana abato nga tuyugana nga tutwalibwanga buli mpewo ey'okuyigirisa mu bukuusa bw'abantu mu nkwe olw'okugoberera okuteesa okw'obulimba.
Owulidde ekibeerawo?
You heard what happens.
Ebintu bino eno,
that these things
of not
understanding totally, it's in the counsels of deception.
Waliyo omwoyo gw'okuteesa kwa Satan,
the counsel of the devil,
nga kujjudde ekikolimo,
and it is full of a curse.
Be batuleyo ne bateesa ebintu bino,
they sit and reason out these things,
ne bagamba kakati omanyi,
and they say, you know what,
ekanisa zino,
these churches,
tuzireke okutegeerera
ddala, we shouldn't let them understand totally.
Tulina okuyiyayiya ebintu tubitategeere.
We have to invent things, we are going to confuse them.
Buli omu tumutume ebibi.
Sent each one with their own mission. Now they have sent the other with the new word. Now who is the new word? For Jesus is the word of God.
It
came in the scroll. Now where is the new word? Now they have sent him with what? And they have told him, let him pray with all people. God listens to prayers of all people. Proverbs 28:9,
he
says,
what?
Prayers of they who not hold God's laws, they are detestable to him. And God says, my hand is not shortened that it can never save. But your unrighteousness has separated him from you. And
I've
shut my ears not to hear your prayers. Now God just hears every person's prayers, it we was sent. But these devils, they have the spirit of counsel which is twisted,
where
they best to reason out these words. And when you see there,
you're
going to see it works in the world, even in the church. And they are like prophecies. They are like of seasons and times. The word of season. You can fall on a problem. Praise Jesus. Deceptive. They sit down and reason why they're going to do on the church.
Now,
this time they plant this word. Life in the church. You clothe the way you want. You have to put music.
Dance heaven.
Dance heaven.
B-boy.
B-boy. To some situations like that. They reason them. As we get here,
the
ones who reason and they bring letters around. And they have forged a letter and they write within. Let's hinder people to give so much detail. And the letter falls from them, I hear. And they know when you give it, the pastors steal and eat it themselves. And they empower it more. When they know what you preach, don't understand it. And they bring a message. Whoever serves so much, in heaven they lay brick upon their
head.
And you continue to serve and do things which are not right more. As long as you fulfill, you went to minister. But if you make any person a disciple, if you
have
to go to hell, they have to understand it. At least to hear them blowing their ears. And it become a judgment to them. And you told them hell, you told them heaven. And they refuse to lay their hearts to understanding. Praise Jesus. But what is this? Is there's what the spirit of counsel of the devil. And they sit. And they reason things which are distorted and twisted. How they will distort the counsels of God. God alone can save us. To redeem us from these schemes. The spirit of curse of the devil is moving. It entered the world. And it twisted everything of God right there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now we are seeing the spirit of curse of the devils, which is twisted. That verse we are reading. Ephesians 4:14.
Nga tutwalibwanga buli mpewo ey'okuyigiriza mu bukuusa bw'abantu mu nkwe ez'okugobereranga okuteesa okw'obulimba naye bwe twogeranga amazima mu kwagalana tulyoke tukule okutuuka mu ye mu byonna gwe mutwe Kristo.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
What
we call the council of deception.
And yes,
when you find them, they are reasoning.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We are
going to be explained of the spirit more. Let's go to Isaiah
19.
Right the head we've begun. They have told you there is a counsel which is deceptive. You may hear a spirit of counsel. And you never know the devil has the spirit of deception which is of counsel. And when he brings prophecies, ask how has he known seasons and times? Yet that spirit too they have it. They can even see God is about to give you. And they prophesy you those right same things and you pervert from there. And you go in what is going to cast you down. The spirit of counsel which is deceptive. Isaiah 19. Let's see verse 11.
Isaiah isula ya kumi na muenda olunyiriri. Abakulu, abakulu abezoani, basiruwalidde ddala. Okuteesa kw'abateesa ba Falaawo, abazika amagezi, kufuuse ng'okwensolo. Mugamba mutya Falaawo nti, ndi mwana w'abagezi, omwana w'abasekabaka abedda?
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Okuteesa kw'abano,
the counsel of these people,
abaweereza ba Satan,
the servants of the devil,
abatambulira wansi w'omwoyo gw'okuteesa kwa Satan,
under the spirit of counsel of the devil,
kwa busirusiru,
is foolishness.
Uliriza bw'oti.
Listen like this.
Mukama bw'aba ayogera kuteesa okwo,
when God speaks of this counsel,
oba omwoyo ogwo bwe gutambula mu nsi,
or how the spirit moves in the world,
tuwakana n'okuteesa kwa Katonda.
We contend with the counsels of God.
Era Mukama n'agamba,
and the Lord says,
nti lwaki mugamba tujjulula okuteesa kwa Mukama,
that we can we change the counsels of God.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
We
are going to explain more how it is done. When the Master reaches this world, he spoke in the counsels of the world,
how
the spirit of the devil brings it. And he shows us. And he
says,
when you see the clouds, we say it's going to rain. When we see mist, we say it's going to give
sunshine.
But there are times it takes our understanding. I'm going to begin from the world. What the spirit does in the world. Of the counsel which is twisted. But when it is changed, people refuse that there is a counsel which is beyond.
The
great God in counsel, they fight against that. You know, you may have expected rain in March. According to the castles you get, it refuses to happen.
But
people never worship God that is there. There is a person great in castle to change
him.
They locked and remained there. And they say that the weather forecast
is there.
They don't accept that there is the one greater in the castles. And they change when they have not accepted.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
There
are times we say, the child is going to be born at 9 months. The great one in council said they have spent 2 years in the womb. And they said they bewitched them. Let me tell you what you're going to see next. The spirit of counsel of the devil, it works in the world. And people refuse to accept all these counsels. If a person has, they are told they have to give birth, and even prepare a place where
the person is birthed,
and another says they have to operate me,
we struggle
to push a child.
And
they change the counsels of God.
And
God says you'll be a man and woman.
And the
other changes man and man. You joke what we are going to see on this spirit. And they change the shirt.
And
they said the buttons have to be at the back. The one would have been a man and a woman. And it's a woman and man and man. And the castle stands.
I've told you,
this spirit we are heading to see is working. And people follow things which are twisted. And they have been reasoned out. And that spirit strengthens them in the world. And you wonder how can someone hold on such a thing which is not right. The
castle,
when God was reasoning what each part was doing is different. I didn't understand me well. And God
reasoned,
who has to come from the back? And another comes. That you have appetite on that issue. The counsel of God is changed every day. That spirit works in the world. Things have been twisted. And
he
scorned the counsels of God.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. The other thing we never know. When we reach the world, there is a new counsel put within us.
Yet,
God who has a counsel reasoned on your life. And they begin when you tell you have 1 year. God says how many years do you have?
And they
begin to make happy birthdays for you. Even the death day is made. You never think of where you came from. You know you began from there 1 year, 2, 3, 4 years. Even the ones of the month, they never count them. Who counts the period of the womb? Are they not months? Are they not periods? Before you came in the womb, what happened before you, which were reasoned, what they speak? All things, let me tell you, there is the devil behind them. Even counting 1 year, you have it to make you get lost. But God says, you came from where I am, you know the years you've spent. The man said they captured us from the breasts. When we get out, they put you on the breast. And they begin to count other years for you. From then you never seek for where you came from. You begin to claim you have spent 1 year on earth, 2 years, 3 years, 4. And God says you, what trouble me? Do you have so many years?
That
is the counsels of the devil. God wants that they tell us where we've come from, and they tell us the years we've spent here on the way. Count the years of the way. How many have you spent there? Now where I'm heading, I'm going to spend how many years in the counsels of God. The counsels of God,
everlasting life.
Everlasting life. These are the counsels of God.
He
died, his works have ended there.
I
wanted to lighten, see where we are heading to. You may say, how does the counsels of the devil appear? And they say, these works of energy, they have unturned their saucepan.
But
as they end there according to God's counsels, if you've not gone to hell, you are in heaven. The
counsels
of God shows you how to head somewhere. And the counsels of the devils, when they saw they couldn't resist this, and they began to say he is in the grave. The
counsels
of God, does it say you are in the grave? But all that confused us. Now, as if you are renewing these things, and they may seem to contend with others. We are not contending. We don't contend about
yours.
But we can never think that
one year,
even when you have not added the 9 months, this is robbery. Now, on your years,
I 9 months.
We shouldn't rob from God. Let's be faithful. Eddie, how old are you? Which they told you. Add on the 9 months. Have you begun right from there? You already reached the world.
They
have already sent you. They know you already sent on the world. And this tell you have rather begun from here.
These
things.
We
were at Goshen.
When we started
the number 666 and we paused this. Where it was heading was going to broaden, like you see today.
But
the spirit of curse of the devil, it works in the world. And if you delay the world, you may ask, where did I get 666?
How
where is it? Yet you've grown within it. He grows you when he's selling you. He's working within you. The things of God, you already twisted them. And the counsels of God, you changed it. Let's go and look. Luke 12. Verse 54.
Luka esula ya kumi na bili nolu njiru wata anomunya. Nagamba ebibiina na byonti bwe mulaba ekire nga kyekulumulula ebugwanjuba amangu ago mugamba nti enkuba eneetonnya era bwe kiba bwe kityo bwe mulaba empewo ng'efuluma obukiika obwa ddyo mugamba nti linaaba bbugumu era bwe kiba bannanfuusi mumanyi okukebera ekifaananyi ky'ensi n'eggulu naye kiki ekibalobera okumanya okukebera obudde buno
nti obudde buno ewa katonda butegeeza ki
of God what does it mean
okimanyi nti katonda yawa obubonero bwonna
you know that God gave all signs
obulaga enkomerero
we show the end
naye ani afaayo okukebera okutesa
for who minds to check out his counsel we just keep eating counting month for food my banana is growing I've given it this month but of this time the time of God he gives us and what he is doing and that curse of God is never in us people cannot be within it until they come back to God this world the devil took it off track there's one prophet
he
was an Indian he was a musician called Basude he said the world already got off track it's within the thickets deeper within the world is a bus the song is called the world is a bus it got off the road it's within the thickets there are many people contending and arguing within it they who claim to be powerful are the ones who get something to eat. This world you see
it
got off track a long time and no one knows much the counsels and the seasons of God
but who
is on this world to think of what God thinks
and to
know that in this moment God needs this from us and even when he tells us I want what is done in heaven to be done on earth you remain with it as a prayer and you say what you've done in heaven let it be done on earth but we don't know who will ever do them we move like that and we thank God who's given us grace to be revealed of his timings people even it hungers them
to
tell them we are in the seasons of the end we are in pleasures you bring these things of the end and that gospel they chase it once the counsels of God they
come back
against
them
but if they are saying
if
you are going to America
alive
I insist of God give you power
to
lift you up your prophets you see the seasons have reached and God lifts
praises and says
the seasons of getting out of the border have reached prepare yourself Lord
I've
been serving so much you cannot take me now add me years my child you know what is going to happen in
life
I don't want to know Lord let me tell you what happens before we start unpacking brief we shall start next time you reach
God says
the seasons of being here ended let me take you to heaven heaven what kind of cancer is this Lord what is there what is there my wife is she going to be there
you're
going to be like an angel Lord that one that curse of not understood it at all that one the God is corrupted by his mind he told them they go to marry 70 virgins there What is on this world? We die and finish so much. Even to tell someone they're taking you to heaven. be Lord some years to enjoy the world. They can't imagine what is there. Even if they
fall
again, you tell them we are going home. They don't know home. Even what was cancelled and reason, they don't know. The truth is this. People can look at the seasons of this
world.
And people follow the
counsels
which the devil makes them get lost.
But
the
counsel
in the spiritual realm, they never see it. And it is scorned. There are they who there are people whom God wants to change their counsels.
The devils
sit in the spirit of counsel which is twisted. And they reason for the world. They reason many things. They can reason sicknesses. And they make money. In that counsel which is twisted. They can create problems. In their councils, and they say, let's create problems. And they pray for their problems.
And
they take time to understand God. And they sit reason problems. And they sit. And they say, you know
what?
Let's make people in the world a few possess the money. A few of them, like 50. Now the majority let them remain with problems. And they will never get time with God. They
are
seeking money. Their minds are not settled.
Even preachers
will preach of money.
But it's
no more available.
People have to do that.
You don't know how people sit in the spirit of counsel.
They
reason for God's people hard things. Even preachers, they have to pervert to preach money is lost. The baskets begin to be
plentiful.
And they have to change the gospel to get perverted. After they claim to come help in the church,
and they
enter with homosexuality in church. That's the spirit. As you see briefly about it. But the Lord says that they put shadows of seasons or of their counsels, but it's not the right real counsel. That too takes us to be sealed. We shall seal the church.
Demons
which prophesy, which are perfect in seasons and times. They calculate you're going to America. As you're there and you've gone, it's happening. But they counted your seasons and times.
The target
of God was remaining 6 months for happen. And you go with the protection. And you go and you go to stand strong in
me.
And they calculate little. And they push you a little behind or far ahead. And they take you there. You get from there when you've fallen from the Lord.
You will
be seeing those words. Let's end here today. God bless you. And let's when you have a question, you stand on your feet and you come in the front. Praise the Lord, brethren. My question is like this. That if I'm moving out here and I begin to preach words of the kingdom, I've met many people and they understand, but when they give you time and you begin to speak with them, when you hit on like Abaddon and what he does, you begin to see them dozing. As you're standing, when you wake them up, and you explain on the third heaven, you begin to see them yawning. It's not been on one, it's not been on two people. Now I ask myself, I begin to first pray for them. Many reject them. But a few accept them. That is the proverb they yawn.
Basumagira.
They begin to doze as we are
sharing.
Now I want to know how I can help them. God bless you.
Amen. Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
When you
base in Luke 24, let's read it there.
Luke 24.
We began from verse 25. You're going to quickly pass through that.
We reach
verse 34.
Luka esura ya makumi abiri munya n'olunyiriri lwa abiri mutano.
Luke 24 verse from 25.
Kale n'abagamba nti mwe abasirusiru abagayavu mutima okukiriza byonna bannabbi bye baayogeranga. Tekyagwanira Kristo okubonyaabonyezebwa ebyo alyoke ayingire mu kitiibwa kye. N'asookera ku Musa ne ku bannabbi bonna n'abategeeza mu byawandiikibwa ebyo byonna ebyamuwandiikirwa ye. Ne basembera kumpi n'embuga gye baali bagenda n'abanga abayisa okugenda mu maaso ne bamuwaliriza nga bagamba nti tuula naffe kubanga obudde bugenda kuwungeera n'enkyuba egoloobye kaakano.
Baali bagenda mu maaso n'okwagala okuwuliriza.
They wanted to hear more.
Naye ogenda kulaba ekizibu wansi kye baalina.
They wanted to see the problem, what they had down here.
Nabo baali babongootamu
okukati. They too began to doze as the word was being shared to them.
Wabula.
But.
Ekirungi kiri bwe kiti.
The good thing is this.
Nti ekigambo kino buli lwaba okyogera.
The more you speak this word.
Waliwo codes z'ogenda osuulangamu.
There are codes you're going to throw within it.
Tozisuuliramu muntu
oyo. And you don't throw it for this person.
Wabula ng'ozisuulamu guli omwoyo ogwase ogwaggala amaaso g'amagezi gaabwe.
But you throw the other spirit blinding their minds. You're going to be able to overcome those spirits.
N'ayingira okutuula nabo. Awo olwatuuka yali atudde nabo ku mmere. N'atoola omugaati n'agwebaza. N'agumenyamu n'abawa. Amaaso gaabwe ne gazibuka ne bamutegeera. N'abulirawo bo obutamulaba.
They were dozing as we were sharing with them like that. They were dozing. He is the right Jesus.
When he continued
to break the word,
when
he began from the word,
he
is the one code through within it, and he broke bread.
Okumenya omugaati.
Breaking bread.
Kabonero akalaga nti ekigambo gy'okituusizza okukinyonyola omuntu n'okukimenyeramenyera.
That the level of how you've broken the word to.
Wabira wala.
To explain to someone is far.
Wajjawo kodi endala.
But there's another code which came in.
You know among.
It's down here.
Luka 2 munya asatu mu bbiri.
Luke 24:32.
Ne beebuusaganya emitima gyaffe. Tegyabadde nga gituyemuka mu nda yaffe. Bwe yabadde ayogera naffe mu kkubo. Ng'atubikkulira ebyawandiikibwa.
Emitima gy'abantu bano.
The hearts of these people.
Buli lw'obeera oyogera.
Anytime you speak.
Gifuna omuliro.
They get a fire.
Ebugumu.
Heat.
At some. Giri emyobwe giba gibambadde.
Now if these other spirits have clothed them.
Afuna mutulo.
They get sleep.
Kati buli lw'obeera oyogera ekigambo.
Anytime you speak the word.
Oyina okujjukira Luka.
You have to remember Luke. Jeremiah.
Ekigambo kya Katonda muliro ogwa.
The word of God is a consuming fire.
Kati buli kiseera oba okisuulamu.
Anytime you throw it within it, in the word you speak.
Kigambo kya Katonda muliro ogwaka.
The word of God is a consuming fire.
Kigambo kya Katonda mbazi.
The word of God is an axe crusher.
Yobo bisura mugwe boyogera wana inza no butabulira ngo.
You may speak when you can't even hear when you're releasing them.
Naye kweri kiba kijja mugwe.
But inside it is coming.
Wofuna ne wochi furumiza obo ino chifurumia.
Get where to release them. Naye ngo torekeza
guli omoyo ogu mwe basha.
You release it to the other spirit causing them sleeping.
Good. Tandika okubaluka baluka mwe mu mutima.
Begin to break within out of the heart.
Nako okyamanyi gali ake kisikisa.
And to burn those dark powers.
Kigambo kya kano muliro ogwa.
The word of God is a consuming fire. An axe crushing.
Amayinja.
The rocks.
N'olyo kokuba omwoyo ogwo.
And you heat that spirit.
Oyinza n'okwogera ku Abaddon.
Even speak of Abaddon.
N'omwongera n'okwogera. N'oyogera ne ku myoyo gya kwata gya siba.
The spirit captures in prisons.
Bw'olaba ye bakoyonga.
If you see them
okyusaamu katono okunjiri
katono
n'ogenda kuba abadoni abakwata aba masaza malayika w'omuliro
holding principalities
n'omusomesa somesa
and you teach the system they awake. You will see them awaking.
Buli omwoyo ogumwamukako
the other spirit gets off them.
That's
why Jesus moved on to explain to them. When they broke bread, but they had them being hidden in their hearts. Sleep will cease to be in them. You must know that the other person is possessed. Yet it's your work to cause those spirits to be bound in that moment. That you may set the captive free. You must connect with the angels you're serving with. And you're not serving alone.
There are
even prayers you begin to pray. Gabriel, people, I'm going to meet you, first meet them. Holy Spirit, first meet them as you work with your angels. If he has all evil spirits, I pray angel Abaddons of the chain to capture, bind all those people as I reach to preach when things are well.
We have to
pray those prayers. People abound so much. You preach by the fear they want, but they are taken by sleep.
They
sleep where it comes from, they don't even get annoyed. I
met
it in the first
year,
and I would talk to them, but they sleep when they are standing.
No, Gamba.
Can you say what kind
when
of... When we speak other stories, they have
those...
An old man standing but sleeping. I went to ask of it, and they taught me this way. You two in your coming, you'd have slept. But there are codes which come behind the preaching, and they're wiping away every evil powers. That's why those spirits, they worked on those who were beginning in truth, and they began to slumber. Now they awoke them to beat the spirit of sleep, and they thought they beat it like that, never beat it like that. And they said, truth brings sleep, yet it's not what brings sleep. People, that's how they left and abandoned truth because of fearing sleeping.
But
that can be sorted if you've understood it proper. You have to put in codes if you know them. If you see them beginning, you may even change the gospel and you go to the Abaddon. You've been preaching of the board of heaven, they sleep. You bring them, they will have no board of heaven. What happens next to them? Don't first finish what you've been experiencing on that body. You switch. They
will
not have the board of heaven, the angel of death, the revelation. You just speak it there. That is how it is.
Yes, sir.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
May
I want to be added more explanation on the years. For no one has been thinking of the 9 months. And it's hard to think of it. Now my question is, if I'm counting, how many years should I count? I count from above the heavens, or I count above
the...
You can count the years of the way you've spent on the way. For from when you came on your mother's womb, you began the years of the way. Psalms 2 speaks of it.
Please,
the son that may not get lost on the way.
In
1 Peter 1, says we are strangers here. We are on the way
headed.
From when you came in your mother's womb, you began on the way of your journey. Now we count the one of here, and we count what we spent in heaven, and we count the ones going to come.
To
me, that's what I'm interested in yearning for, what is going to come. But the others are eternal. The ones in the body, you can count them, but the problem you're going to find, a person will ask how many years you have. The one of the way, I have 29.
But
I outlived so many years before I was born on earth. Uncountable years, very numerous. And when I finish the years of here, I want to go and live forever. Many years I will never count it again.
agamene oyogera bisi.
So what are you speaking about?
Kuba miaka jano jikoma.
For the years of here end.
Kati buli lwanjukira nti nali
eri. The time I remember I was up there.
Nimpangala nnyo
miaka mingi. And I outlived many years there.
Sinza mu miaka 5 kemara kusinyo nono bulambu
bwa. 50 years spoiled my life here.
Manja karanga tekobo gasi.
I want to just add on the others and end years.
Nisani bwa chiteka wano.
When the devil put it
here. Wano.
That we've count here.
Obalango miaka ejigwa ke.
You count as if years end here.
Ukandiye ko biende mama.
Let me eat what I eat. Life is finishing.
Then
you begin to do evil. For you know years end. The ones of here, the ones which end. And they put the sun when we are
speaking.
To count those years of here.
If you go
back to heaven, there is no sun there.
It's endless years.
They put the sun here to count years for us. He counts the years. Those are the years of the journey here. It's what counts it. When we get beyond the sun,
even
the one who is in hell has gone beyond the sun. That's how it is.
You're
free to join the 9 months. On what you have now. Praise Jesus so much.
Of course,
what I want to ask.
These
words
you've
just been told.
Because
I reach a time and I want to hit him.
Business,
and I'm telling him business, he tells me words of
God.
I began to say, maybe this boy claims he's so holy.
Now,
my question is this. When I tell them they have refused to come here so far.
One will tell
me that remind me and call me.
Kati mtume ekitegeeza abantu abo tulina kubesibako obwesibi tulina kukikola tutyana.
Now we to hold on these
people.
When you preach to them, hand them to the hands of
God.
Don't hold and force on yourself on anyone. Bible says, when my father will draw you, you can never come to me. You send the rope of the Lord to them. If they are of the Lord, for the Lord knows His. Me, I have many family members of the body. Many, even others in Makindye. How many do you see them here? But what surprises? The one I just grew with in the body, Eli, is here. They have moved with her here. That brother raised
him.
We told him a little with David. And we left him there. But he's coming. The way he tells you how he's come here.
For
there we are just moving around. We left him, spent many years there. Never knew he'd find us again. But the rope of the Lord, the Lord knows His. And He has a rope to tie within them to draw them. The Lord explained in John 6. He said, when my Father never draws you, can never come to me. If you preach to someone, hand them to the Lord. Say, Lord, you know yours. After knowing yours, you say you have a rope to draw them, to bring them to Jesus. Me, I don't have it. You just sent me. I have finished my work. I have handed this person to you. You drag him. If he is yours, draw him. If they become a goat which
is down,
drag them until you have reached them. If the stomach gets hurt,
Have
you ever seen a goat fall down? You're taking it to the feeding ground. I used to drag them on the ground. And all the dust would be swept away. Eventually it arose itself and walked. Now in my prayer, every time I remember that I said, Lord, yours, rock them, they will get out. They will stand up and come to you. Don't waste
time.
Don't behave a laden. Ministering, God is not hard. We are workers with Him. You do your part and you leave it to His, to do His part. Do you see me holding on? Even if you begin to play against, I leave you there. It's upon you. You think
a pastor,
many pastors you're serving. How many am I calling here? Then come and visit us. Nothing. If God wants you, draw you from wherever you are. Don't stick on someone. If you get a chance, explain to them. Leave that. You move and see for others. They are they of the latter, and they they were going to come first and they're not going to be
there.
The people of Saul last, the one going to meet tomorrow, they are going to come immediately. Walk on that. The first may be the latter. And the first, the latter can be the first. Now leave that to that. Move it in the ways of God. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.